Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined again in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, man?
How we doing?
Good, good, guys. Listen up. Big changes on the way. You guys are going to start seeing some things from this podcast, a new YouTube channel. We got a giant new studio being built on the other side of this wall. You're going to start seeing Gym Business Coach. Okay, so Gym Business Coach podcast is who we are. So don't get confused if you look at your library, podcast, yeah. Your podcast library, and you start seeing different images. Built to Grow is going to transition to the Gym Business Coach podcast because, let's be honest, that's what we are.
That's what we do.
And we have the URL, gymbusinesscoach.com. So that's a new website's going to start. So anyways, this is just the transition period. We wanted to let you know it's happening. So in case you you start seeing that stuff, you know what it is. Okay, cool. You know what? We got a good episode. This was a conversation we were having yesterday on our team call.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the differences between gym owners who take risks, those that won't, those that refuse to take debt, some that are all about the debt. And we want to talk about the mindset between the two. So the first thing I want to mention is the definition of entrepreneur. Okay. Everybody who is listening to this show in some shape or form believes that they're an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever looked up the definition of an entrepreneur? Like the dictionary, Webster?
Yeah, we've discussed it quite a bit, obviously, over the years.
It's ironic in a lot of ways. Sure. Because in the definition, it's somebody that runs a business that takes on greater than normal financial risk to do so. Mm-hmm. And that's the definition of an entrepreneur. However, there are many business owners that refuse to take on greater than normal financial risk to run their operations. And it's just really interesting. So like define what is greater than normal financial risk. I mean, that's a moving target. What's normal? Yeah. What's greater than normal? What is financial risk? Is financial risk saying, hey, I'm willing to not take a paycheck and leave my job that's a steady 40-hour whatever check? And that's financial. That is risk.
Sure.
Is it, hey, I've got opportunities in front of me, but I don't have the money, so therefore I'm going to take on a debt or loan, you know, as financial risk? That is financial risk. There's a lot of different things. Being in business in general, I don't know where we're going to make next month versus this month. But that's life anyway. But like any business whatsoever is some type of risk. But it's interesting because this crown of entrepreneurship is like this word that's thrown around, but the behaviors behind those folks sometimes don't reflect.
There you go.
The definition of an entrepreneur. So, you know, you go and look around and you start looking at behaviors and people who teach things, and there's really two financial coaches that live. I mean, there's many, but there's two that kind of like are vast opposites of the spectrum. And one of them is Dave Ramsey, mm-hmm. and the other side of the entire opposite, and I think they're friends, which is cool. I think they are friends. The other side of the spectrum is Robert Kiyosaki, right? So you got Dave Ramsey, Robert Kiyosaki. And so if you guys haven't ever heard these names before, I'll just give you a quick background on each one. So Dave Ramsey is, I think he's out of Tennessee. And he's got a show and he's got books and really what his whole philosophy is getting out of debt.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
It's you're in debt, get out. Here's how to get out of it. Debt snowball. He has a a motto. It's like live today like nobody else so that you can live tomorrow like nobody else. Meaning like live on beans and rice and drive a beater car until you can truly afford to buy something cash.
Cash. Yeah, that's a big deal.
And not be in debt. Where on the other side is a guy named Robert Kiyosaki. He's actually out of Scottsdale. He's out of this. He's down the road here. And his whole thing is getting as much debt as possible, but have that debt create cash flow.
Yes.
Okay. So
leveraged.
Leverage it to where it's you're buying assets, not liabilities. Mm-hmm. And basically his definition of asset versus liability is an asset pays you, a liability you pay for. So like, got it. Make sure. Now, Kiyosaki will brag that he's in $1 billion in debt. And he's happy. He would rather use other people's money to create more wealth. Whereas Ramsey, that would put him in the grave. Like just yeah. It's just a mindset sure. theory. And there's people that subscribe to one or the other camp. And the way that they live their lives are completely reflected on what they've been taught and told and what they believe. And is debt good? Is debt bad? And then you bring in the upbringing of maybe their family life, and maybe they got into debt and trouble when they were younger, and it's like, oh man, they're adverse. And then you have the others that look at debt as a vehicle or a lever that they can pull to generate even more wealth, more cash flow, more freedom. And so it's a really, they're as opposite as you can get.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, they're the far ends of the spectrum, mm-hmm. you know, and everyone probably falls somewhere in the middle. I mean, there's certain things that people are willing to leverage or take certain risks on, probably based upon their personal risk.
Tolerance,
thank you. You know, and then there's other things that's like, nah, you know, I don't value that enough to go put that on debt. So if I don't have the cash flow, it's not an option type of thing. You know, sure. People probably have both somewhere, make decisions through both, but... You know, the reason that we're talking about it is because the beliefs and the mindset around you as an entrepreneur, you owning your gym, where do you fall? What are you willing to, are you willing to bet on yourself and leverage some debt to further, you know, drive the business forward? Or does it have to be paid for free and clear before you make that kind of decision? Yep.
It really comes down to the person. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in yourself? And I remember early on when I was opening the gym, I had many conversations with friends and family, and a lot of them were not business owners. They were just, you know, working and just kind of could not see my vision. And my vision was, you know what, if I fail, I'll be back in the same position in 6-8 months from now. I'll be just fine. I bet on myself. I said, I'm smart. I'm healthy. I have a degree. I take risks. I'm fine with that. I believe that I'm going to win, and therefore I'm willing to take these risks. But if you don't believe in yourself, all of that other stuff comes into question. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to make. Look, there's many. I still don't know if I'm going to make it. You know what I mean? I may not make. You know, whatever. But there's many times you lay up at night like, man, is this going to work? And if you don't believe in yourself, then you might as well not be ever become a business owner.
I would agree.
Because it's going to come down to you making it work. Because I will tell you this, I've been in many investments, and we have a good friend of ours that I'll speak about here in a second. I've invested in many things, and I don't know of one that that I've bet on somebody else making the business work, i.e. I invested in somebody else's business idea, whatever, and had it work out. It just hasn't. And anytime I bet on myself, it typically does. Now I've had failures just like everybody else, but I'm usually going to win because it's me. Sure. I can control that. And it's just really interesting. When you get to a certain level, you start getting pitched on, hey, this new Zen pouch is coming out. You should invest in it. It's like, I'm done with all that.
Yeah.
I'll do institutional stuff, but if it's like a dude that's got an idea, I'm out.
Sure.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, it was probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're asleep.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
You know,
but that speaks to your risk tolerance, right? Going back to the fact that you're willing to bet on yourself.
Yeah.
And any of those options that come
across. Don't trust the other person anymore. When it's another buddy, friend, family, friend of friend, it just never works. I mean, I'm in three right now that, you know, I think I've got a little bit more control than the other ones, but this one is probably going to work out. It already is on paper, but like the other two, I have no idea if I'll ever get my money back.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's gone. I wrote it off. Okay, moving on now. And then we have a friend of ours in the industry or whatever. He's in more of a sales guy. Ryan Stuman is a good friend of ours, and he's talking about how he's never had an investment go to zero until he started investing in other people.
Yeah, I just read that same thing.
He's in court right now because of the scams and things that you're reading about from other people where he invested into funds, and they were all... I don't know, smoke and mirrors.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, coming back full circle to yourself, you took a risk when you opened your gym. Okay. So at some point you had some type of confidence. I'm going to make this work. And then the time comes where it's like, yo, I've got an opportunity. It's going to take more money than I have. Am I willing to take on debt to then leverage and grow my business? And I will be super transparent with everybody here. I wouldn't be where I'm at without debt.
Sure.
I did land deals and real estate deals. I've been through 4 or 5 SBA loans within the businesses. And without doing that, I wouldn't be here. It just is what it is. Because in the game of business, there's waves. There's ups, there's downs. And if you don't have a big enough bankroll to weather the storms, because it eventually turns around like this, there's averages, there's a bad season, there's climate issues, and not like weather, but like the physical market issues, COVID happens. Like there's a really good example of the Warren Buffett quote, you never know who's been swimming without clothes on until the tide goes out. And all of a sudden, all these gyms close overnight. Yeah. Like, you know, it was already struggling. They really weren't, because there was a point in time where the government was giving out all these loans to keep you in business. And any of those people, that's literally the line in the sand. The people that didn't want to take the loans, they shut their doors. And the ones that did take on the debt, they're still here.
Yeah.
Sure, they owe the money, but they're probably, at least we are, way further down the road and ahead than we would ever have been without have taken on the debt. Because we were making $0 a month, right? Like during COVID, everybody was. What are you going to do? Just sit there and eat it? You know what I mean? So anyways, the EIDL, that's what it was. EIDL loans, economic injury disaster loans for businesses. And a lot of people, I would love to, Nick, can you look up the default rate on that? I bet you there's some heavy defaults on this.
Oh, I bet. Because, I mean, and people think it's like free money, too, when in a situation like that, versus them walking in and taking a loan, or applying for something that, you know, they want to go leverage. This was kind of presented to everybody in a different manner where it seemed like the saving grace. And of course, with anything else, I mean, you're taking financial risk, you still have to have a game plan.
I think most of the gyms that I know or work with, it took some type of EIDL loan. Some are making a conscious effort to pay it off. Some are like, who cares? It's going to be there whether or not I pay it down now or later. And so anyways, here's the scoop. If you don't believe and you don't believe that you are going to win, you don't bet on yourself, then you're done.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have some type of belief in yourself. And some people start with it and they lose it, I guess. Because along the way, we work with tons of gyms. Everybody knows this. And you can start to hear it in their voice and the decisions that they're making. They're playing small versus, hey, you know what? I could go to the bank and get an SBA loan and have, you know, some more runway where I can kind of scale and get this equipment that I need and buy the coaching program and run the ads and kind of get the automation in place. But I'm not willing to do that.
Yeah. Why don't we talk about that? Why don't we talk about a couple of options gym owners have that are in a position?
Banks want to hand you money, guys. That's the whole point of a bank. They make money when they lend, right? Because they're leveraging the deposits and they lend it out on a margin and all these things, fees and everything else. So SBA's got the Small Business Association, at least in the United States. I'm sure in other countries they've got the same or similar type programs. It's as easy to get money today than it ever has been. And, you know, the interest rates are a little elevated, but you can make the payments wherever you want. Like, you can spread it out, you can take less, you can take more. The thing I like to think about is like, hey, get a line of credit for the waves, the upturns and the downturns. Get a line of credit or get an SBA loan for capital improvements, a second location, buying equipment, even OpEx. Like, you can get loans for operational expenses. You just have to prove it. Sure. Like, hey, you know, what are you doing this for? Well, it's, you know, we're tight on payroll and we got these big, you know, whatever. That's the first thing I would do. You're all banking somewhere because that's where you get your deposits, right? So go to that bank. Hey, I'm a business owner in the area. I'm right down on Main Street. I've been there for 6 years. I'm looking at my options for SBA loans. Can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, come on in, sit down. Well, tell me about what's going on. Blah, blah, blah. Get the loan. You're done. I don't know another easier way. Another way is a credit card, okay? Credit cards are literally the same thing as an SBA loan, but just different interest rates and terms. So it's like you're going to have a line of credit, or you're going to get a lump sum, or you're going to have a credit card that's a revolving line of credit, right? So there's two different things, three different things. But there is no excuse not to go look.
Yeah.
You have so many options, guys. I'm very surprised to hear when a gym is struggling, because eventually every gym struggles, goes ups and downs. Like, this isn't abnormal to struggle a little bit. We've struggled many times. Like I said, I've cycled through at least five SBA loans that I can think of. Obviously, one when we opened, one when we moved, and then we did a remodel, like stuff like that. We just got the money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you're going to it's not abnormal to go through down cycles. But if you don't have runway, then you're kind of like stuck and you get paralyzed a lot of times. Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Well, and then unfortunately, if you don't have some form of cash flow or access to funds, and the trend is downward, and it's going to take capital to make that change of direction, and you do nothing, you're literally predetermining the direction of your business.
Yeah, and sinking with the ship.
Yeah, and you're unwilling to do anything and everything in order to get back and right the ship, right? Get back into a better position. That's the thing that's, I would say, confusing, sometimes frustrating, is where gym owners are just hell-bent. If I don't have the cash, I can't do it, right? And marketing is a big thing. If you're not getting people through the door, if you're not investing in the growth of your business, and you're literally just hoping that people all of a sudden walk through your front door, mm-hmm. and that's what's going to change your business, I just need more leads mentality. Well, can you even afford those leads? Are you even paying for those leads? Like, people aren't just going to magically decide one day that your business is
the place
to go, right? Unless your new business is directly proportional to the eyes that you're putting on it. And if you're not paying to accelerate that or even just sustain it, I mean, again, we know a lot of business models that are getting harder and harder to run. People aren't looking for the same things that they were in the years past. And if you're one of those gym owners and you're doing nothing to make that change and you're allowing cash flow to be the reason that you're not making any of those changes, you have options. That's the biggest thing. What options are you willing to...
Here's one way to look at it, and this might change somebody's mind. If the worst thing that can happen is bankruptcy, okay, we'd probably define that's the worst thing that can happen.
Sure, yeah.
And you can go bankrupt over $100,000 or $100 million. It makes no difference because the bankruptcy is bankruptcy. Why wouldn't you go for the $100 million? Yeah. If that's the worst thing that can happen.
Yep.
And like, Tim, I would never, like, dude, bankruptcy is a get out of jail free card for Americans. They want to reward the risk takers. And if you take a risk and you just doesn't work out and you're just no way out, they have a bankruptcy. Sure, you can't get credit and all this stuff. You're not going into jail. In other countries, you go to jail.
Sure.
You can't pay debts, you go to jail. The United States has a bankruptcy. Okay, well, he's insolvent, can't, you know. Sure, you're going to be struggling for another 7 years after that, but like at the end of the day, you're not going to jail. You're still healthy, all these things that are positive, and you can turn it all around. I want to say, like, again, Nick, do me a favor. Is Trump been bankrupt like more than 3 or 4 times, I think?
Probably.
He's a multi-billionaire. He's a president of the United States, been bankrupt many, many times. Yeah. What are you afraid of? Mm-hmm. Really, what are you afraid of? Like the guilt of not paying the creditor back? Is that what you got? I mean, what are you? Six. He's been bankrupt 6 times? Yep. What? Case in point. The guys that love him or hate him.
Yeah.
Love him or hate him. This isn't about politics. This is about a guy who took a bazillion risks for hundreds and probably billions of dollars, is now the president of the United States with net worth of probably $4 billion. It's a get out of jail free card.
Yeah, it's a safety net for those that are taking the risk in
a
way.
It's to reward a billion. $7.3 billion, and the guy's been bankrupt 6 times. What are you worried about for $100,000? You know what I mean? It's like, just put things in perspective here.
Yeah.
What is happening? What did you open a gym for? Let's talk about that for a second. Help people. Yeah, it's to make a living to have the financial freedom, the time freedom, spend time with your family. But yet you're in the weeds now and everything is the opposite of what you want right now. You're missing the kids' soccer games. You don't take vacations for 10 years. You're struggling. You're stressed out. You don't even work out yourself. You don't pay yourself. All of these things are the opposite of the reason why you started a gym. And the difference, the bridge between where you're at now and success is typically a lump sum of some cash, give you some breathing room, and then to go off and create the programs and do the marketing and all this stuff. But you're not willing to do that. You're willing to struggle and live in the horrible times that you're in now, but you're not willing to take on debt or some type of cash as a loan or whatever it is to get out of that. Then you deserve to stay there. You deserve to stay where you're at, stuck. And so that's the point I'm trying to make, is like, what are you worried about? Are you worried about not being able to pay the loan off? I mean, there's all kinds of ways to do this. I don't know. It's just a mindset thing. Mm-hmm. And if you're over there, that's a Dave Ramsey, don't ever get into debt. And then you got the Robert Kiyosaki side where he's got $1 billion in debt and he's making $3 billion a year, whatever it is, right? So I don't know, something to think about. Now, in a perfect scenario, you got a ton of cash coming in. You don't need to take on debt. You're definitely not you're not going broke and everything's fine. And you can self-fund things. Sure. In a perfect world.
Yep.
But if you look at your business and you're not cash flowing, you're struggling and all these things, and it really is like, hey, if I just had $100,000 in the bank, I could make these moves. Go get the $100,000, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, big time. And to your point, and I think this is important to say, It's when you have that line of credit or you have access to capital, it's spending it wisely to mitigate that risk in ways that are going to continue to the growth of your business, yeah. right? It's not going and buying the fancy things and the new equipment that, I mean, maybe you need updates, but not, you know, throwing things out there simply because you now have cash. And what are the things that are going to move the needle of your business?
Yeah, spend things with ROIs. That's how I do it. Spend things that have a return on investment. That's tangible.
Yep.
Not just like, hey, the kettlebells are new, and the return on investment is happy clients. That's not it.
That's not it.
It's to the bottom line, guys. Hopefully this helps you. Hopefully your mindset. You kind of, in case you ever wanted to know, I'm with Kiyosaki. Okay, that's where I live, and I know guys that are with Ramsey that are in a different, you know, kind of different mindset, and I'm gonna take a wild guess who's going to be in what position in many, many years from now. I don't know. Whatever. Think what you want. Do what you want. But you took the risk. Bet on yourself. Find the capital. There's a million ways to get it. And take the damn risk, guys. You bet on yourself when you open your gym. Bet on yourself now to get out of this hole, guys. Hopefully that helps you. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right, thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.